Romans chapter 12, and we're continuing on these thoughts of right and wrong thinking, having our minds transformed and renewed. And let me read from the King James. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of what? Your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And we had mentioned in times past here that the word conformed means to just be fashioned after. You know, when you conform to a certain style, what do? You fashion yourself after that. I'm wearing such and such. What do? You tell people what you're wearing. You fashion yourself after that what? That stylist. That's really what we're talking about. We don't want to be conformed or fashioned or patterned after the world's thinking. That's really what we're saying here, or their character. Why is that? Because, first of all, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, Satan is the god of this world. He influences the thinking. He influences the things that go on for who? The people that are lost. Lest the light of the glorious gospel would shine into them. So we don't want to be patterned after this world because it's influenced. It's corrupted. But thank God, there are people coming to Christ and their thinking is being changed. And you'll see whole areas where cities and towns and homes where their thinking has been changed to be Christ-like in their thinking, you see that influenced in certain areas. You'll go into an area and go, boy, it's different. I just sense it. What is that? The devil's lost control over that. He has less influence in that area. That's what we're talking about. So we're not to be called to conform, but we're called to be what? Transformed. And we do that by our thinking. And this comes by, this transformation process, as we shared, is by what? Is by the renewing of our minds. Amen. And this so that when you prove something, you know, you hear that all the time, I'm just going to prove that. What does that mean? You're testing something. You're testing the genuineness of something. You know, people do it in the business world. They'll say, I'm going to prove this individual. What are they doing? They're testing this individual to see if whatever qualities they're testing, they want to prove something in an individual. They do that all the time. And they don't tell them. Right? They're watching. They're testing. They're testing something. This is the New Living Translation. It says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. I like the way this reads. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. I highlighted this scripture before in 1 Corinthians 13. We know all of the scriptures talking about love from verse 4 through verse 8. But this is verse 11. It says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I did what? I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So that just means that when we grow up, when we become mature, when revelation comes in a particular area, I put certain things away. When I see something, I can't do that anymore. I just say, you know what? I can't do that. I can't talk that way. I can't act that way. I don't do that. What does that mean? I put away those things that I used to do. That's what that means. We've changed. There's been a transformation. And we talked on this. I'm not going to talk about it today, but Philippians 4:6, what does that say? Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. And then in verse 8, it talks about the things that what? We should think on. It says, at the end of that, think on these things. Think on these things. And some of the other translations, it says, stop worrying about even one thing. Don't worry about anything, but talk to the Father about everything. Entertain no worry. Dismiss all anxiety from your minds. You go, wow, is that possible? Well, it must be, because he said, do this, do this, do this. Think on these things. Think on that which is just and pure and so forth. What's a good report? Whatever is lovely. So we touched on this, and what I wanted to expand on today is I had a little experience Friday night. It was a wonderful experience. We go up, Pastor Greg and myself go up to Pennsylvania on Friday. We have a Bible and prayer study. But it enforces to me so much about how much we sometimes have access to, that we're being led by the Spirit of God. What does Romans 8:14 says? Those that are what? Led by the Spirit of God are what? They are the sons of God. So this was a little experience. It was an interesting, this lady comes with her whole gang, right? She has about six children, and so she brings them Friday nights for their time for the children and youth. But we were having Bible study, and we were talking about righteousness and the realities of righteousness. And, you know, she's pretty quiet, but she was sitting, and towards the end of the evening, she said, you know, I'm going to share this. I had this experience. And sometimes you think, well, you know, I know that, but she is not new in the Lord, but, you know, I guess the experience is new. She had a family member that had a very serious health challenge. I believe she said it was her brother, and she said, I've got to go. I got to go. And so she said, I made plans to get a plane ticket, and I did all of that, and she said, as it got closer to leave, she said, something, I love the way people do it, something inside me kept saying to me, don't go. And so she said, but I got to go, because it's her brother. This is where we're talking about getting your thinking corrected, being led by the Spirit of God. You are a child of God. You are a spirit and led by your spirit, not your thinking. And so she kept saying, it was so strong. I just kept getting this impression, don't go. So she said, I got to go. So she had her husband bring her to the airport. She got to the airport. He dropped her off, left her. And they said, I'm sorry, your flight's canceled. Something told her, the Holy Ghost, you're a child of God. Follow these impressions. And I shared with her, I said, well, it's a good thing it was just a flight canceled. I said, praise God, you learned something. So she didn't back off. She said, I still got to go. We got to go. So she said, okay, I'm going to rent a car. So they try to rent a car. They go to Enterprise. It's closed. I still got to go. I got to go. I'm thinking, honey, you are persistent. So then they call some friends, and they said, have you got a, you know, they've got a big suburban truck or vehicle. It needed to go in the shop. They said, okay, we got to rent something. They couldn't do that. So they're still pushing to go. She is, not the husband. And so she said, we got some friends, they got a big vehicle. So they brought the vehicle over. They got that all worked out. They brought it over, dropped it off. They're packing the truck to go. She gets the call, your brother passed. Don't go. But I got to go, it's my brother. And the Holy Ghost was telling her all this time, don't go. And I said, well, you know what? It's a wonderful thing that you learned something through this. Now you know his voice. You know his leading. You were wrestling with your thinking. See? And we think sometimes just because, and I'm not saying you shouldn't go visit family if they're in a tough spot, but if the Holy Ghost tells you don't go, stop wrestling with your brain. Don't go. Don't go. He knows more. Right? So it was a wonderful experience to hear it. And she learned something. Hopefully. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want to look at a familiar scripture here. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And I'm just going to look at verse 17 and 21. But reading from the King James, it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away." Say what? They're passed away. Old things are passed away. "Behold, all things are become new." Verse 21, "For he hath made him," Jesus, "to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." And as I was sharing, when it says new creature, that doesn't mean you just knew. It means you're new in kind and quality. Look it up for yourself. You can look up the Greek word. It means new, unheard of before. That's what it means. So you're not just a brand new person. You're a new kind of person. You're brand new. This is where we have to get our thinking corrected. We've got to meditate on the scripture. This is who I am, not what somebody says you are. You've got to think about who you've become. You're a new man in Christ. So God has created a new man in Christ. Listen to these other translations. This is the Wade, W-A-D-E. It says, "The original conditions have passed away. They have been replaced by new conditions." This is another translation. It's called the Dean, D-E-A-N-E. "And the true Christian is not merely a man altered, but a man remade." Oh, boy. Well. I'm remade. I'm new. The old has passed. But what hasn't passed is your thinking. Amen. That's what we're talking about. Your insides were remade. They're brand new. You are a spirit now influenced by God and his spirit. But now we need to get our thinking corrected and changed. This is the Living Bible. Verse 21, it says, "For God took the sinless Christ and poured into him our sins. Then in exchange, he poured God's goodness into us." Listen to the Passion Translation. It says, "For God made the only one who did not know sin to become sin for us, so that we who did not know righteousness might become the righteousness of God through our union with him." I'm going to make this statement. We do not grow in righteousness. You are righteous. You do not grow in righteousness. You are righteous. You were made the righteousness of God in Christ. What you do grow in is in your knowledge of your righteousness. But you are righteous. You've been made his righteousness. So you don't grow in that. You grow in your knowledge of your righteousness and your faith in that. If you have a low estimate of the New Testament, it will bring a low estimate of the work that Christ did. So if you have a low estimation of the Bible, then you'll have a low estimation of the work he did for you. Romans chapter 4 and verse 25. You don't have to turn there. I'll share this. In the King James, it says, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. I like the Young's literal translation the best. It says, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised up because of our being declared righteous. See, he was sinless. He had our sins. So when sin was paid for, he was released. Whose sin was paid for? Ours. It wasn't his. So when sin was paid for, he was released and raised from the dead. That's what that's saying. So our minds, when they're transformed, we have a righteousness consciousness. That means you know you're righteous. That means you know you're right with God. So when your mind has been transformed, you don't have a low estimation of your righteousness. Does everybody understand that? You don't have a low estimation. If you have that, then you have a low estimation of the Word of God, because the Word of God says you are. What do we say? Titus, God cannot lie. James 1:17, he's without variableness or shadow of turning. When you have a low estimation of the Word of God, our faith will be weak and wavering. That's why you've got to get the mind changed and renewed. Now let's turn over. I want to expand here. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 16. This is a familiar scripture here. It talks about what we have. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 16 and 17. It says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now listen to this from another translation. It's called the Distilled Translation, D-I-S-T-I-L-L-E-D. It says in verse 16, I pray that you new Christians will understand the mighty position with Christ which your congregations occupy. This is Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. Isn't that a great, I like the way that says that. It says, I pray that you new Christians will understand the mighty position with Christ which your congregations occupy. You have a mighty position in Christ. And what Paul was praying and what it says in the King James is that you pray for a spirit of wisdom and revelation, what? In the knowledge of him. So that you begin to know who you really are. Amen. And who you've become. That changes your thinking. Amen. So we have a mighty position in Christ. Let's look at Ephesians 2:10. It says, for we are what? His workmanship, what? Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. It says, and be what? Renewed in the what? In the spirit of your mind, verse 24. And that you do what? And put on what? The new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Listen to some of these translations here in verse 23 in the Amplified. It says, and be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. That's you look at all the other scriptures. We're to meditate and think upon the scriptures constantly so that it what? It has an effect on our mental and spiritual attitude, right? The Living Bible. Now your attitudes and thoughts must always be constantly changing for the better. If they're not, you need to pause and say, no, that's not God. Listen to the Passion Translation. Remember when I was sharing that transformation comes about through revelation of God's word? This confirms us here. Listen to the Passion Translation, verse 23 of Ephesians 4. It says, now it's time to be made new by every revelation that's been given to you. That's transformation through revelation. Now it's time to be made new. What is that? Your thoughts. By every revelation that's been given to you. So here's the point. God made us new, but we have to do something. We have to put on the new man. He made us new. He made us a new man, a new being, but now we're responsible. We have to put on the new man. We have to do that. That's what it says here. Listen to this. These are some other translations. It says, put on the new person that you are. See, God sees you healed. God sees you prosperous. God sees you delivered. God sees you a certain way. You're to put that on. Well, I don't feel that. It didn't say what you felt like. It didn't say what you think you are. You put on the new man. You're supposed to put on what he says you are. Amen. Because he made you that. Amen. This is the 20th century New Testament. It says, clothe yourselves in that new nature. So we're to clothe ourselves. You know, what's interesting, and you know, we've shared this on a number of occasions, that billions of dollars are spent in settings to motivate, or you know, call motivational speakers, to motivate you to do what? Think a certain way. To change your thinking from poor to prosperous, to unsuccessful to successful. And they get you to change your, to get you to do what? Think and say something. And they want you to do what? Put on a new vocabulary. Put on a new saying. Put on something. And to begin to do what? Imagine yourself. See yourself a certain way, even though you're not. Well, that's all this is saying here. We've already been made new. God's already redeemed us from the curse of the law. He said, it's already done. Now put it on. Amen. Think that way. He didn't say if you were. See, what is faith is what? The substance of things what? Hope for the evidence. Your faith is the evidence of things not seen. So you've got to begin to be convinced that I am what God says I am. That's what we're saying. I am what he says I am. And I'm putting this thinking on. I'm putting these words out there. And I'm saying that I am what he says I am. That's all God is saying for us to do. I made you this way. Now put him on. Put on the new man. Put on the new thinking. Think like I think and begin to speak like I think. That's what he's saying for us to do. Put on the new man. Right? Let's say this. I want us to confess. I like doing confessions. I do this myself. Amen. And I think it's good because for those that don't do it on a regular basis, it's good to do. If you're not sure about this, get the CD and write it down. Post it up on a little card somewhere. Put it on your mirror when you get up in the morning and you, as they say, we look at ourselves and go, oof, through squinted eyes, say it. Right? Let's say this. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I have God's very own life and nature in me. The life of God is in me now. I know I have eternal life. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. In Christ, I am redeemed, I am blessed, and I am victorious. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. In Christ, I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of God. In Christ, I have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Glory to God. That's a short one, but we need to add to that. I am blessed. I am prosperous. My body functions. I say this all the time. My body functions in the perfection that God created it to function in. Every tissue, every organ, every cell of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function in. I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I'm telling you, you keep working that. Keep working it. Keep working it. Keep working it. And God will lead you into divine health. You do the same thing over your finances. You begin to speak, I've sown my seed into the kingdom of God. He that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. I faint not, but I shall reap. I'll reap abundantly. And you begin to say, you begin to release the word of God. What does it say? The word of God is what? Quick. What does that mean? It's alive. It's active. It's full of power. And when we get the word of God down in our spirit and we speak it, it changes things. That's what we're saying. Get our thinking renewed. Get our minds renewed. Amen. Turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's look at this just for a few minutes. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And look at verse 5. We're going to look at verse 3, 4, and 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. It says, verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not, what? War after the flesh. For the weapons, thank God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what? Mighty through God to what? The pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, isn't it interesting, you know, when you read that, it says casting down imaginations. Well, then you'd be walking around kind of blank. It doesn't mean cast down imaginations. God made you to have imaginations. But what he did say is casting down imaginations or reasonings that do what? Exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. You know, when you think about this, this is another powerful thing to think about. God made you with an imagination. You know, if I asked you, how do you get to a certain place? some of us, I know me, if somebody said, how do I get down the street? I'm automatically counting the lights or I'm looking at some. You're imagining, you're seeing the route. Are you not? So God made you to see and to imagine. But we're to use that imagination for good things and let it be influenced by God. So we see ourselves, this is what we're talking about, casting down what? Imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. The question becomes, how do you see yourself? How do you imagine yourself? Do you see yourself broke? Do you see yourself sick? Do you see yourself a certain way? How do you imagine yourself? This is where the problem lies sometimes. And you'll hear it in people, well, you know, I can't ever get there. Why? Because they've been put down by society or family or whatever it is, and now it's become so much ingrained in them that they see themselves that way. They imagine themselves not being successful or prosperous. And that's a problem. That's what it says. We should do what? Cast that down. Amen. And see ourselves as God sees us. Amen. You know, we're not saying anything new. It's just reminding us. Even Brother Hagin would say this when he laid hands on people. What did he constantly say? See yourself getting up and walking. See yourself getting up and getting out of bed. He even said it when he was laying on the bed of sickness for all that time. He said, I began to see myself up and about. Amen. He began to imagine himself. He got that image down on the inside of him. And you couple that with the word of God, amen, and the power of God went into operation. Amen. He what? That imagination is powerful. And God made it that way for us so that we could imagine or see things. And so here, let's take a look at this here quickly over in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. So how do we see ourselves? See, we can't become something unless we see ourselves doing that. You can't. You can't become what God says we are unless we see ourselves as he sees us. You've got to imagine yourself. You've got to see yourself, whether that's positive or negative. Ephesians 4:17, it says, this I say therefore and testify, where? In the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the what? The vanity of their mind. You know, I just had a prompt before I came in here this morning. I wanted to look this up. The Lord just said, look up this word, think. And, of course, we talk about think on these things and so forth. But you can do this yourself. Look up in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, I did this morning. The word think, just in the dictionary, says to form a mental picture. So when you think, you form a mental picture of something. So that's why when this says here that don't walk as other Gentiles, we're talking about non-believers here. In the vanity of their mind, or the futileness of their mind, or you could say the futileness of their thinking. But put on the new man. All right. Put on this new thinking, yes, that God says we are, mm-hmm, and walk as he says we are in this position that we have in Christ. Mm-hmm. Don't walk as a mere man, as they say. Don't think like a mere man. Think like God. Because we have, what does the scripture say? We have the mind of Christ. How do we get that? He said we have it, but we've got to have our minds transformed and changed. By how? The renewing of our minds. Amen. I tell you, this is exciting to me. That means when we are transformed, that means we think totally different, like a brand new person. You know, some of you have done renovation. You renovate something. You renovate your kitchen, your house, your living room, whatever. You come in, whether you bought new furniture or not, you go in, you say, okay, I want new wallpaper. I want to paint it. What do? It doesn't look the same. You renovated it. That's the same way. When we are renewed, our thinking's been renovated. We are brand new. We don't think the same anymore. We don't even think that way. We don't think like we used to. So we're brand new on the inside, but now my thinking's brand new. I now think like he thinks. All things are possible to them that believe. Nothing's impossible with God. So we can do what God says I can do. That's our affirmation. Amen? Praise the Lord. I hope you're getting something to think on these things. Meditate on these things. When things seem impossible or you get an image of yourself a certain way, what does it say? Casting down imaginations and reasonings and things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. If God says you're healed, then you are healed. When the doctors want to say words to you about diagnoses, don't let an image of those things come into your mind. Cast it down. Be led. I'm not saying that you ignore doctors. I am not saying that. But what I am saying is be led by the Spirit of God. Just like this person had this experience. If God leads you to go a certain way, do that. But please be led. He knows more than you do. He knows more than a doctor. I'm not putting down doctors. We thank God for doctors. They help us when we need them. But be led. Get his insight into choices that you have to make. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll what? Direct your paths. How does he direct it? With peace. That's what it continues down. It said, in all wisdom's ways, in all its ways, they're ways of peace. So when you have a sense of peace to go in a certain direction, then that's what you do. See? So our thinking, we can do this. We can, you know, people set their what? Their mind, their thinking to do something. What happened at the Tower of Babel? It said God had to come down and to do what? Disrupt it, because it said all that they imagined to do, they could do. God doesn't need a lot of people. He just needs a group of people that will work in harmony and work together. They can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. Amen. So I'm trusting and believing that those things, examine yourself. Look at those things that maybe was a hindrance because of your thinking. Change your thinking. Begin to get God's viewpoint on what you're thinking on. Get that corrected. Amen. Amen. And we'll do great things for God, personally and corporately. Amen. And you'll do great things as a household. Amen. Amen. And your children will do great things. And you'll do great things. And you begin to speak that. You begin to imagine yourself. You begin to say, I'm doing great things for God. I'm doing great things. I'm reaching more people. I'm touching lives. Every person I come in contact with is being infected with God. And you begin to say those things. God will begin to release. What do we say? The word of God is what? Quick and powerful. It'll change us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God is good. And his word is good. And it's changing our thinking. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you that this word that we meditate upon, we thank you that it's changing our thinking. We see ourselves victorious. We see ourselves as overcoming obstacles. We see ourselves as overcomers. And we decree that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So there's nothing that's not possible with you. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.